All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. This is just a quick update. As Spygate has come out and it's exploding once again in the news, I just interviewed George Papadopoulos on my Rumble channel because it really is just too sensitive even to have on my YouTube channel. But what I can talk about here is obviously there's been a spike in mass shootings and those type of incidences. We had Lakewood shooting, we had a Florida mall shooting. The list goes on, and this is all coming out at the right time, right at the right when they would need to steal the media cycle or distract you, you smoke and mirrors. So we've kind of expected this after the Putin interview, but it looks like now with the Spygate information coming out and a lot more stuff is supposedly to be coming out very soon, according to Juanito and a few other people. I'm going to go into that right now. But first, folks, get your noble gold. Global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors in precious metal with noble gold investments are smiling. You got to get your gold. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from the turmoil. Protect your savings from market volatility with a noble gold investments IRA and claim your free silver virtue coin. Talk to a Noble Gold Investments expert today, and they'll talk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future. If you listen to a lot of the experts, folks, they're saying the only thing to invest in right now is gold. So go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and get started. So I had a long conversation with George Papadopoulos talking about the Russian collusion. The 26 associates that went after George Papadopoulos was one of them. This is hitting the news cycle once again. There's a binder, a secret binder, rumor has it, that has all the that's why they raided Mar-a-Lago, was the contents of this binder. Now, what's in the binder? I'm not too sure, but it has something to do with Spygate. The three-letter agencies. Is this a global operation? Is this a global operation to are other three-letter agencies involved? It sure does seem like it to me. And I talked about it in depth with George Papadopoulos. But what I've been warning about for months and months, if not years, is that the mass shootings, and I believe these mass shootings and events will be activated. So I think that's where we're at right now, is they're putting the pedal to the metal and they're going full force in this. So just in the last 24 hours, folks, just in the last 24 hours, this is unprecedented. This is unbelievable. The Lakewood shooting, the news is that they're taking up red flag laws again. So they're coming after your guns, whether you like it or not. Okay, so this is all these shootings are going to press the politicians to pass something about law, about gun laws. So understand that that's what they're going for. It's late in the game and they're going all in. It's a full court press right now. And they're trying to see, there's many objectives here. And they're trying to steal the news cycle from what? Well, all the Spygate stuff coming out. So the Lakewood shooting, Florida Mall has been shut down Wednesday afternoon after reports of a possible shooting, according to reports, NBC affiliate WPTV said the Gardens Mall in Palm Beach Gardens has been locked down. That's in Florida. A vehicle is driven through an emergency room at a medical center in multiple injuries are reported in Austin, Texas. Currently, numerous law enforcement and other agency personnel are on the scene in Austin, Texas, after a vehicle had driven through inside the emergency room. At the St. David's North Austin Medical Center, EMS officials estimate there are about 20 to 49 patients with reports of 11 people being injured. They are categorizing it as a level four mass casualty incident, a level four mass casualty incident, and police are urging people to avoid that area. This is still developing. One dead and nine injured after shots fired at Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Let's just call them the Swifts. Kansas City Swifts. Someone got mad about that, apparently. Anyway, the Kansas City Fire Department announced that one individual has died and nine others have been injured in a shooting in Kansas City, Missouri during the Kansas City Swifts. Super Bowl parade. Official told ABC News that three victims are in critical condition, five are in serious condition, and one is has a non-life injury, life-threatening injury. The shooting took place near Union Station as Swifts fans were leaving the parade. About 1 million partygoers and 600 law enforcement officials were expected at Wednesday's celebration, ABC noted. So that just happened, and this is all in the last 24 hours. Shots fired at Benjamin E. Mays High School with multiple injured. So currently there is a massive police presence along with other authorities at Benjamin E. Mays High School in Mays, Atlanta, Georgia. Shortly after dismissed, shots were fired from an unknown vehicle, striking multiple students who were in the lower campus parking lot. Crime scene tape is up around the parking lot. Four people have been confirmed to have been shot and were transported to the hospital for their injuries. According to the school district, no other students, faculty, or staff were injured. Police are asking people to avoid the area. I'm going to say right now, folks, that this seems like the heat is on. And if you know what I'm talking about, we know these are going to pick up, and I'm expecting a lot more. I don't think it's just going to stop right here. I think this is going to keep the trajectory of this is going to keep just spiking and rising to November. I don't think any of this stuff is going to really slow down. We may have a few silent days here and there, but the war's on, folks. And if you know what you're watching, if you know what the chess game you're watching, you know moves are being made right now, and they're pretty desperate moves. And it's anything to take our attention off the ball. Pay attention to Spygate. Go back and watch my George Papadopoulos interview on NinosCorner.tv or Rumble. But like we've always been talking about, folks, this is it. This is for all the marbles. This is for the whole Casino Royale, as Juanita would say. So I'm sure a lot more is coming. A lot more is coming. So keep your family safe. I'll keep you all in my prayers. Keep me in your prayers, and let's just get to November. Let's see what happens. By this time in 2025, folks, we're going to know what's conspiracy, what's truth, what has been fact, what has been fiction. We will know where we're at in the game by this time in 2025. So chin up, keep punching, Apollo. Keep punching, Apollo. All right, folks, I'll see you Friday for the morning show. I may put up another update. It depends. I mean, I'm expecting a lot more of this. Stay safe, folks. All right, later.